The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
She gets hungry for dinner at 8. She loves the theater, doesn't come late. She'd never bother with anyone she'd hate. And that's why the lady is a tramp. Doesn't like dice games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem dressed in ermine and pearls. Will not dish the dirt with the rest of those girls. And that's why this chick is a tramp.
Frances Albert.
She loves the free.
That's free.
Cool wind in her hair. Life without care. She's broke, but it's hope. Doesn't like California. It's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
Madison Square Garden, the main event with Frances Albert Sinatra. Love this. Best version. Best version of this song.
She adores the theater.
And watch how he has the band punch. The Woody Herman Orchestra.
She'd never bother.
Check this out. And he accentuated with fist pumps.
That is why the lady
right here.
Is a tramp.
And the crowd cheers, Frankie. And how old was he about that? You know, he had in his 50s, right? Like that? Unbelievable. Just that was so exciting. And I remember as a kid, I was a kid with my parents watching that. You know, my son Joey found some 8mm footage of me and Carol, my sister, my brother Richie.
Wow.
And dad and mom back in 19, I swear to goodness, must be 1962.
You're kidding?
No. And,
love to
and
see that.
In the snow. And my father and I and Richie and I were frolicking in the snow. And so we had that 8mm. You forget about all of it. Joey is so good, my big boy. He knows how to edit, and he knows how to do all that stuff that I don't know how to do. But he's got a great, very keen edit eye. He put together all the 8mm footage, and he sent me the whole thing
That's
together.
That's tremendous.
Oh, it's so much fun to watch. Then I thought, and I showed it to my mom. She and I, at the kitchen table, talk about the kitchen table, the way we gather around this virtual kitchen table every morning, 8 minutes after 7 o'clock with Joe and Frank and Al and Debbie. And I was at the kitchen table with mom on one of my visits a couple days ago, and I showed her that. And then she started to say, yeah, oh, yeah. And then we reminisced how hard they worked, and they used to have friends coming over, and then how they helped us at school. And then as I went up to my mom up in Essex County, I took the route that my father took when we lived in Bloomfield, but then we moved into the new house. They wanted us to start – they didn't want us to start late at the new school, West Essex High School, right? So my father, for 6 weeks, maybe 2 months, he would take us in his Chrysler 300, robin egg blue, with a turbo engine that just used to flatten the hills, to use his words. And he would take us up every morning. He would leave early so he could get us to school up there.
That's
terrific. That, how they worked for us. And that's what Columbus Day was about for me. That. How my parents, how much they did. And then how much my there was footage of me going to Belleville to my grandmother and grandfather. You know, went from Newark to Belleville and going to Belleville, New Jersey. That's what we're about. Is it just New York? Are we about? I guess everybody feels like that around
absolutely,
the
country. Absolutely.
But I watch what's happening in Washington. It's like they're losing complete sight of who we are as a people. We are a good people, and we work very, very hard, and we have great families, and we work to take care of our kids. Washington, how do they miss that, Frankie? How do they miss that?
Well, you
like,
know,
lose your soul when you go down there, right? Applegate from Damn Yankees, right? You know, they sell their soul to the devil to be a big shot in Washington, D.C. They lose their souls, Frankie.
I think most people go to Washington, Democrat, Republican, really with pretty good intentions. And you become so cynical and embittered, and you really become skeptical that you can make a difference. And then you really do get sort of suckered into enjoying all those perks. You know, the lavish dinners paid for by lobbyists, the you know, the great parties, the
power.
You know, the chauffeur-driven limousines.
Ooh,
and you say, all right, I'm not going to be able to make a difference anyway, so let me do whatever I can to make sure that I stay here and move up a couple of ranks in whatever bubble I'm trying to move up.
And the party goes, we're going to make you, you're going to be the head of that committee. You're going to be the head of that committee. Oh, I am? I'm going to be head of that committee? And they just lose it. That's why Congress...
Well, but what happens, like, in terms... Being head of a committee is important, right? So let's say you want to be head of the House Ways and Means Committee, one of the most powerful people in the world, right? That makes you one of the most powerful people in the world. What do you have to do to be head of that committee? Ultimately, what it comes down to is making sure your party is in the majority. So that means, let's say your colleague is the greatest Democratic congressman in the world, or, you know, reverse the party. That means if you cannot go out and hope for that person to win and heaven forbid endorse him, because you need your party to be in the majority seats, then in order to make sure that you're moving up the ranks properly, it all comes down to raising money. Right. That's all it comes down to.
That's right.
If you want to be promoted inside that Washington Beltway.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
it all comes down to raising money. And unfortunately, as you saw with the Kavanaugh situation, a lot of times that comes down to appealing to the lowest common denominator and the extremes of both parties. You have very few people that say, hey, Joe, I'm willing to give you money if all you can do is find consensus, find some common ground, find some middle of the road
that most of the folks can.
Yeah, here's $100,000. If you could go find some common ground with the guys on the other side of the aisle.
No, it's all people in power comes from the lobbyists and the lawyers. By the way, Peter King's going to join us. One of the great folks, one of the actually voted the most bipartisan politician in Washington, Congressman Peter King, along with guys like Congressman Donovan and Congressman Lee Zeldin. You know, these are good bipartisan politicians doing what's right for their constituents. But you're right, they go down there. I know how we are. And when I go through a day like yesterday and we're on the parade and we're celebrating our community, the Italian-American community, and they're trying to take it away around the rest of the country. And I so appreciated that ABC, the local affiliate, ABC 7 in New York, would really care enough about the Italian-American community to actually do a parade at the cost of whatever. And the Columbus Citizens Foundation, that's who we are. And then they canceled Columbus Day in Columbus, Ohio. In Columbus, Ohio, was named after Columbus.
I don't know if you got a chance. That's amazing. But I don't know if you got a chance to hear any of the show yesterday. But we spoke this hour, 24 hours ago.
I apologize.
With an alumnus of St. John's University. St. John's University, a Catholic university, is no longer celebrating Columbus.
Oh, my gosh. Then they can't take it away. And then that's why I said on the air, it's Columbus Day. And that's why I tell my kids, I tell Charlie, Columbus discovered America. Daddy, she's 7 years old, he landed in the Bahamas. This goes to a Catholic school. He discovered America. Deal with it. Why are they trying to take it away?
Well, so, but irrespective of what kind of person Columbus was, and look, this can be a lot of debate about what kind of person he was. He was controversial even in his own time. You know, they brought him back to Europe in chains. But there are so few people in the history of the world that have changed global life like Columbus has. So I was telling Al yesterday, I was telling my longtime companion, she thought I made this up. There were no tomatoes in Italy before Christopher Columbus came to America.
No.
There were no potatoes in Ireland before Christopher Columbus
that's
came
not
to
true.
America.
Is that right?
There was no chocolate in Germany before Christopher Columbus came to America. If you look at just food alone, right? Before you talk about colonization and civilization and the spread of Catholicism or any of the other things that Columbus is known for, or the innovations in the field of navigation, just food alone, Christopher Columbus changed the entire course of human civilization. So how do you not recognize that? Was as you said when you defended his statue from being torn down last year, you know, was he flawed? Absolutely. But you know what? If you look for only historical figures that are flawless, it's going to be a very short list.
And then my Google Calendar goes, it's Indigenous People Day. What indigenous people are we talking about? The cannibals that were there? That guy, Christopher Columbus saw one Indian. I don't know the names of the Indians.
The Taínos.
Yeah, and he protected them from who? The other Indians who were eating the other Indians. They were eating each other. There was cannibalism, and Columbus stopped that. So what indigenous people, happy Indigenous People Day, the cannibals?
Right.
The happy Cannibal Day? Where are we in this country?
I'm not going to judge Taíno civilization from 1492.
They're going to take St. Patrick? They're going to take St. Patrick Day away?
But this is the trouble of judging cultures from 500 and 600 years ago, by today's standards. You can't do it. If you look at how different we view the world from only 30 years ago, it's a tremendous difference in thinking. You know, kids that grew up 40, 50 years ago, I don't know one of them that wasn't spanked, right? Now, if you do that to your kid now, people view you as a barbarian. That's in a generation and a half. Now, you talk about going back 400 and 500 years. It's impossible to judge those folks by today's standards. It's impossible.
What did they do to their kids?
Can you imagine?
They hung them by their thumbs.
My grandfather one time strapped me to a pole in the basement and beat the daylights out of me. I was 7.
Yeah, he'd be arrested.
6 or 7 years old. And in this day and age, he would have been arrested. Now, did I deserve it?
Well, therein lies your anger problem.
No. Did I deserve it? Absolutely, I deserved it. But that's how discipline was meted out back then. I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, I soaked an entire guy's garage with a garden hose.
I don't mean to laugh.
No, I soaked an entire guy's garage with a garden hose. I mean, soaked from ceiling to...
That's not bad.
So, I mean,
tools, warranted to be strapped to a pole and
well, my grandfather was not happy that I ruined the work for his neighbor, and the wife of the husband said it's all right, it'll give him work to
do. My point's not necessarily about the best method of disciplining children.
No,
it's about how
that.
Society's mores change over time.
Right. It's time out, go you sit in the corner.
Yeah, but that's
you know.
Just one aspect of life. There's you know, you can go back 500, 600 years and it's
but
a different
more, but more importantly, what's happening in Washington, getting back to that, and how they are trying to hijack it, any masculinity, which I really kind of understand. If women want to run the world, give it a shot. How much worse can it get in politics? I mean, give it a shot. But the fact that they're trying to take away everything we stand for as Americans, and there's a group. And they're trying to take away the sovereignty and the character and the texture of this great country, you know, which is family. And it's like, and the transgender thing. Did you see? Like it's they now because you have to. Everybody's got to be transgender. And I have a story I'm dying to tell you, but I don't want to break confidence of a friend that happened to her son, and how we just lost our way. And I'm not going to let that go down. And I was so proud to be on television yesterday and speak on behalf of the Italian American community, as they do in the Puerto Rican Day Parade, any Latino, the American, the Indian Parade, and whatever the parade is.
And even the indigenous peoples. But why would the indigenous peoples want to share a day that so many view as being
because
a celebration
it's a shot
of Columbus?
At, it's a shot at like Christian America. That's what I really believe. That's what this is. Let's take Christian American down. And you know what? We're not going down. We're not going down. They think we're going down. They go in. This whole Kavanaugh thing was a microcosm of what's happening in the country. How people can think that was sexual assault. It had nothing to do with sexual assault. It was a concerted takedown from evil Democrats to ruin this guy. They could care less. How severe is Brett Kavanaugh? Is he that severe that they're going to ruin this guy's life? Is he that right wing? Is he a Nazi? Is he that bad? He's not. But they went after him, and they chip away at any cost. At any cost. That's why we have to stand fast. And I support what the president's doing, going out to all these little places and doing these rallies. He wants to turn the midterms around. I've never seen a president campaign like this at the midterms. Usually they give it up. Historically, they go against the party in power. I think we're going to be very surprised, Frankie, this midterm.
Well, it's very possible. I certainly think in the U.S. Senate, the races that are up are much more favorable to the Republicans. But, you know, you talk about Donald Trump. What a fighter this guy is. I guess if this was any other president of either party
Thank
in
you.
Our lifetime, you Obama, Clinton, yeah. Bush, the other
objectively
Bush,
speaking,
even Reagan.
I hear you.
And Kavanaugh had gone through what he'd gone through, and it would be the exact same set of circumstances. There's not a doubt in my mind that they would have withdrawn this nomination. No one else would have been willing to put their own reputation forward and double down in defense of this guy.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump, to his credit, and his everyone talks about how he's a buffoon or he's doesn't understand messaging and politics and the media. The guy clearly shows how much he understands it better than everyone else.
That's right.
With his handling of the Kavanaugh situation.
Right on.
If you look at how George W. Bush handled Harriet Myers, or how Bill Clinton handled Kimbra Wood, or how Ronald Reagan handled Robert Bork, right? There's no doubt in my mind that had Trump been president when any of those other folks were nominated, they all would have been confirmed.
You're right. And also, I'm going to go to break, and we have Congressman King, and we have Melania in Africa. Did you see any of the video of that?
Yes.
Spectacular. Yeah. Did you see her in her outfit in Egypt? Spectacular. Nothing. There's nothing. They're afraid, like, to say anything positive about this first family. We'll get into it. It's Piscopo in the morning. Congressman Peter King is going to join us. Chef David Burke is with us. Mike Gallagher. Look at Mike Lindell in the studio. Dr. Jeannie Zeno. Yay! And Johnny Tobacco. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. And we got Debbie with us. Checking out traffic for you. Good morning, Debbie Duhame. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Joe? Having fun in the studio with everybody coming in today?
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be fun. We are just ripping it up. And they are coming in live.
I know.
But the only thing missing is you, Debbie. I wish you were here.
I was there that one Tuesday. It was so fun.
I know. And you're welcome anytime. And we'll see you Thursday, right?
Yeah. We'll see you at the remote on Thursday.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
7:21. Debbie's looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, we're going to go right to the Cross County West at New Rochelle Road into Eastchester. Accident blocking two lanes. Traffic slowing down on the Sprain southbound down through Greenberg. A medical emergency there was cleared. Inbound GWV an hour to the upper, 35 to the lower. Over at the Lincoln, that's 20. Holland about 40 minutes in. 280 East, exit 13, down through Newark, a collision. Garden State Parkway North at 145, an accident there as well. It's busy as you head to the FDR Drive North in the 90s with a collision and stop and go on the LIE heading westbound at the BQE with an accident. Brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. Cloudy today, high of 78. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Hiring? Try ZipRecruiter. Unlike most job boards, ZipRecruiter finds candidates for you and actively invites them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/join.
From the Fox Business Network, Google's parent company, Alphabet, is shutting down its social network, Google+. The Wall Street Journal says Google exposed the private data of hundreds of thousands of users of Google+. The journal says the company decided not to disclose the problem in the spring, partly because it could lead to new regulations for the business. Metro by T-Mobile says it will be the first prepaid carrier to offer 5G service, and it'll happen next year. T-Mobile is working on merging with Sprint, in part to build a 5G network. Netflix is opening a production hub in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The state's said to be providing $10 million in funding. The local government will provide $4.5 million. The Dow added 39 points yesterday. The NASDAQ was down 52, and the S&P dropped a point. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
If you're feeling run down and you don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and once you start taking Balance of Nature, you'll feel great. People report that their skin looks better, they have less aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. Call Balance of Nature, 1-800-2468-751, and use the promo code THEANSWER for 35% off your first month's supply, or go to balanceofnature.com. But make sure you use the promo code THEANSWER. Good health is only a phone call away. Call Balance of Nature, 800-2468-751. Use the promo code THEANSWER.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
John Catsimatidis, you don't want to miss John. Hey, are you tired of dealing with dummies? Then you got to go to Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, no wasting time dealing with dummies. Alex Kinsella at Route 22 Toyota can give you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Now my buddy Alex wants you to experience the new smart way to service. You got 5 minutes. I'll give you till 7:35. Look at me giving you almost 10 minutes here. First five callers, next 5 minutes plus, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter if you call 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. And that's a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. Check out the brand new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Now, all European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, first five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. Is Congressman King waiting on the phone? Is he waiting on the phone? And we're talking about Route 22 Toyota. So we got to get Congressman King over to Route 22 Toyota. You're going to love Route 22 Toyota. And please call. This is a great deal. 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. First five callers, next 5 minutes plus, from Route 22 Toyota, located on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
That's what I just said. Hey, 727, I have to tell you, if you're thinking, you have got one of the best public servants in Congressman Peter King. In Long Island, you are so fortunate. New York is so fortunate to have Congressman Peter King. I tell you, he calls early in the morning. He's got so much to do. Congressman King, welcome back. We don't have. Oh, don't tell me we don't have him now. After all that,
he's, I can't get the phone up.
He's not. Yeah.
Try it now.
Try it. How's that? Good.
Yeah. Hold on.
Hold on, Congressman. Hold on.
On the B side.
This is good.
What
is
he doing here?
Did this happen when I wasn't here yesterday?
No.
Not a good.
Try it again.
Congressman, do we have you there?
You have me.
Hey,
can you
hear me? We got you now. Yeah, we lost you for a second. Congressman, I have to tell you, thank you, first of all, for all the great things that you do for your constituents out on Long Island. Thank you for serving on the House Intelligence Committee, the House Homeland Security Committee. We love that you wait on the phone as I read commercials. I'm looking and I see on the call board Congressman King calling in as I'm reading Route 22 Toyota. So the least we can do is take you over there. When you're in Jersey, can I take you to Route 22 Toyota, sir? Are you allowed to do that?
When I'm in Jersey, I'll do whatever you tell me to. I'm not going to fool around with you in Jersey. You're the man over there.
We got to take.
Just so you know, not only do I listen to you on the commercials, I was listening to you all yesterday afternoon. You and Juliet Papa doing the parade. Yeah. It was great. Juliet's an old friend. It was great to see him here again.
She was great from Wins. She was great. And Kenny Rosato from Channel 7. You know, yeah. And I know you got the St. Patrick's Day parade. And I know you got St. Patrick's with the Cathedral Basilica. But as Italians, we need all the help we can get. So for 3 hours, I told everybody how great the Italians are. Congressman, thank you for watching, indeed.
That was a great show.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Hey, Congressman, so what happened? Your website was hacked.
What's that now?
Your website was hacked.
Oh, yeah, that was a scary thing. It was on Sunday night, and suddenly we saw this, like, black and red emblem goes over the website that says your website has been taken over. It's the Tim's Turkish Army or something. It's some group, but it says it's based in Turkey. In the last year, they've taken over two or three, four. I think Britt Hume was hacked by them, Christian Walker at NBC,
wow.
Peter Alexander.
Wow.
So anyway, luckily, we were able to get the malware out within a matter of hours. And the security company, we were back up and running, I guess, within about 12, 14 hours. The most important thing is there was no, on this server, there was nothing at all as far as anyone's personal data or financial information, home addresses, anything like that at all. So, no one was hurt by this. That was my immediate concern.
Yeah.
You know, the contributors, whatever, would have their data on there. It's really scary world, though. I mean, that this can happen. It's just gone. You know, just locked down. It was.
It's true.
That can happen to anyone, I guess, at any time almost.
Was this the U.S. government website, your government website?
No, this is my campaign website.
All right, okay.
My campaign website. It was PeteKing.com.
Yeah.
And we're actually involved in some fundraising at the time, too. So then I started getting phone calls from people all night. I want to give you money. You won't even take it from you.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord. But it's okay now, and no sensitive material was no.
Absolutely nothing sensitive at all. No, it's just political positions, government positions, that type thing. But nothing at all. Nothing involving intelligence, nothing involving Homeland Security, nothing at all governmental.
Scary. Hey, Congressman, are you relieved this Kavanaugh ordeal is over?
I really am. First of all, I supported Judge Kavanaugh, but even if I didn't, I mean, if Hillary Clinton had been elected president and she had selected, let's say, someone on the left who is as qualified as Judge Kavanaugh, my feeling is you have to vote for the person. If the person is qualified and is anywhere near the mainstream, the president has the right to nominate that person. Elections have consequences, and the Senate should vote to confirm that person unless there's something really serious. Well, the Democrats went out of their way to personally assassinate Judge Kavanaugh. I mean, what they did to him, to his wife, to his daughters, and the media going along with it. I mean, everyone was coming forward with a story. Now, Professor Ford was one story. I don't know what happened there. But the fact is, nothing in her story could be confirmed by anyone. For instance, she said that her best friend was with her. The best friend said not only wasn't she there, she never heard of Judge Kavanaugh. She didn't know who he was. And you go down the line. The FBI interviewed all these people. But that was one situation. So I'm not going to question Professor Ford as to what was happening there, even though it appears definite that it was not Judge Kavanaugh. But these other cases they were running with about gang rapes and drugs and everything, and there was absolutely nothing to back that up, and yet the Democrats acted as if this were all the truth.
Yeah, exactly.
And here they are. They're so worried, for instance, when President Trump suspended the travel to this country of people from terrorist-controlled nations that had no security, they were worried about due process to people coming in from Sudan or Yemen, and yet they seem to have no concern for the due process of Judge Kavanaugh. You have here in New York, you have Kerry Kennedy is getting all these prisoners out of Rikers Island, saying that no one should be presumed guilty until they're found guilty. Everyone's presumed innocent. But no one thought that Judge Kavanaugh should be presumed innocent. It was absolute disgrace. And the reaction I'm getting, and again, this is all anecdotal, but I've been out quite a bit in the streets over the last 10, 12 days at shopping centers, at street fairs, that type thing.
Yeah.
Spontaneous events. Women coming up to me saying how outraged
they
were at the way Judge Kavanaugh was treated.
It's so funny. I get the same thing mostly from women that are just appalled. Now, is there a danger that if the Democrats gain control of the House that they'll try to impeach Judge Kavanaugh?
Well, basically, they said they would. And that would be so shameful. I mean, it's, listen, they started with impeachment, with talking about impeachment almost the day after President Trump was elected. Now they're talking about it with Judge Kavanaugh. And to me, you know, in our country, we used to have hard-fought fights. Now, when Nixon lost to Kennedy, he could have challenged that. He, I don't know if he would have won or not, but he certainly had the right to challenge votes that disappeared in Texas and Chicago. But no, he immediately said John Kennedy was the winner. Give Al Gore credit. He lost the presidential election by about 300 votes.
Yeah.
And, you know, 300 votes can go either way, depending on how you're looking at it and everything else.
Yeah.
And he immediately, that night, when the Supreme Court decided, he came out and he basically said, not basically, he specifically said that George Bush was the president. That's the tradition we have in this country. And even when Clarence Thomas, after all that he went through back in 1991, when he was confirmed to the court, nobody was talking about impeachment or continued investigations. When it's over, it's over. We have a sense of finality in this country. But apparently the progressive left, I mean, watching the scenes of them pounding on the Supreme Court door on Saturday and chasing senators down the hall, chasing Susan Collins into an elevator and screaming at her. I mean, this is mob rule. You can't have this.
And Congressman, that's what I want to ask you, because both of us have parties, you more so certainly than any of us here. But when you to your Democratic colleagues, and you know them, and then they're going on this virtual witch hunt, not even put the Mueller probe aside, just on this witch hunt going after Judge Kavanaugh, and you know it and I know it and America knows it, this is a takedown, a concerted takedown. Senator Feinstein had that information in July. She never released it. They had nothing. When it looked like Judge Kavanaugh was going to be confirmed, they bring this out. And I, what do you say? I don't even know. Like Cory Booker is a longtime friend, and I know I'm going to tick off if you're listening, and I always say he's a friend, and we disagree politically, but he's a friend. I don't know what to say to him when I see him. Like, Corey, what do you think? Spartacus? Really? I mean, do you say anything? I mean, what do you say to your Democratic colleagues when they're this off base?
Well, again, a lot of this broke right as Congress was going back for the recess. What they say at times like this, at least the Democrats that I talk to, they'll say, well, that's the base of our party. We got to keep them happy. We got to calm them down. But I'm not really that way. That's what they'll tell you. But the thing is, you're enabling people like this to take over their party. They're enabling people like this to really give it, to me, a terrible image for the country.
Yeah.
And Cory Booker, I don't know him. I used to see him on the plane. I'd see him at occasionally at events.
Great guy, always, right?
Sportful guy.
Yeah.
My impression was he was like a sort of a moderate, middle-of-the-road type mayor who was getting the job done.
Yeah.
And now it's like watching a new person. I mean, it's just but again, I don't know like you do, but I was certainly disappointed in the way he conducted himself during the hearings.
A lot of those, I don't know how you put up with it down there. And then you see him face to face. You want to go, really? Is this what you're really thinking? But I guess they, like you said, they have to embolden their base. Hey, you know, Congressman, before we let you go, we always appreciate your valuable time, sir. And I know it's running late, but this week is the 17th anniversary of the war in Afghanistan. And there was another deadly terrorist attack in which over 100 people were killed. What do you see as the best strategy going forward in Afghanistan, sir?
So there is no easy answer, and the main reason we're in Afghanistan is to prevent Al-Qaeda and ISIS from getting a base and moving out from there. Also, it's important that we be there to have leverage over Pakistan. Pakistan has nuclear weapons. They are complicit with often with Al-Qaeda and ISIS. It's a terrible situation, but right now I think we can't pull out because not so much of Afghanistan, but the consequences it would have for Pakistan and then going down into countries like Iran, Iraq, others. I mean, this is, it would be, again, there's no easy answer here, but what we're doing now, I believe we should take some of the restrictions off the military. President Trump has done that, but there's never going to be a real democracy in Afghanistan. They're never going to, you know, Thomas Jefferson's never going to get elected in Afghanistan. But the idea is to keep as much pressure as we can on ISIS and Al-Qaeda and don't let them regroup. I mean, there is a reason why we haven't been attacked at all in the last several years. One of the reasons is because we're killing them over there before they get here.
Hey, Congressman Peter King, appreciate it. Listen, but when I do the parade next year, you know, you're more than welcome to join us live on the air. So even though you're Irish, we'd love to have you on the Italian
Club. I would love to be there. You let me be up there, my God. That's great.
We should
take you up on that.
Okay. Congressman, we love you. Love to everybody at home, and we'll see you soon on the road, sir.
Great show. Thanks a lot, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Congressman Peter King right there. There's a great guy doing a great job in Washington, and so very much appreciated. 7:39 with Joe on the radio. Big Al standing by. He's getting a little flustered, which I like. I like when
I don't like when things don't work.
Well, Al, when does anything work
because
in this studio?
There's too many people who use this room who don't know how to reset things the way they're supposed to. And so I'm angry that there's things screwing up already.
It was the beating that your grandfather gave you downstairs, strapping you to the
pole. Deserve that beating. I'm not taking anything. I loved my grandfather. He was a great guy. Great guy. Five foot three, worked on the railroad.
Small guy like that?
Small guy, but boy, I tell you, he was a tough, you know what. Right off the boat.
7:39, Big Al's here with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
67 degrees at 7:40. I'm Al Gattullo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo says he's going to strengthen New York's abortion laws so women in the state can be protected no matter what the Supreme Court does. Cuomo says New York needs to pass a law that codifies Roe versus Wade. He promises that if he is reelected, he would pass the new law within the first 30 days of this new legislative session in January. The bill that Democrats are pushing would also allow some abortions in the third trimester of pregnancy. The Patterson police officers accused of using excessive force during the arrest of a man with a hearing impairment are not being charged. The Passaic County Prosecutor's Office announced yesterday the officers involved did nothing wrong when they arrested city resident Rahsaan Adams on September 28th. Adams, who was allegedly drunk at the time of his arrest, reportedly threw a lit cigarette at officers after refusing to leave the scene of a traffic stop. Adams is still facing charges of resisting arrest and aggravated assault. In sports, Yankees are hoping to regroup after getting crushed by the Red Sox last night. They lost 16-1. Starting pitcher Luis Severino lasted just three innings. Boston's Brock Holt hit for the first cycle in postseason history. New York now down 2-1 in the best of five in the ALDS. Do or die for the Yankees continues tonight in the Bronx. Yankees will be starting pitcher CC Sabathia. Islanders shut out the Sharks 4-0, and in Monday Night Football, it was the Saints over the Redskins, 43-19. Sports is sponsored by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. We'll start off on the subway signal problem, so watch for delays on the Uptown 2 and 3. Also, due to that minor work train derailment as you head to the LIRR, we are seeing some delays right now between Hunters Point and Long Island City for the morning rush. It looks like 5 canceled trains as well. Subways will cross honor to help you out. Inbound side of the GWB, still 45, Lincoln 25, Holland 40. It's pretty busy on 280 eastbound, exit 13 out through Newark with a collision there. And stop and go traffic still on the westbound BQE at the Brooklyn Bridge with a collision still working. And traffic is still moving slowly as you head to the LIE heading west right at the BQE with an accident in the process of being cleared. Checking in on the forecast, clouds today with a high in the 70s. Tomorrow afternoon, sunshine with a high in the 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970. The Answer.
The fall months are here, and now is the best time to get your home ready for winter. Larry Elder here. Home Advisor is a free online service that connects homeowners to top-rated pros for all kinds of home projects. So whether you want to remodel the den for football season or fix up the house before family comes for the holidays, Home Advisor can help. Home Advisor is the easiest way to find top-rated pros for any home project, big or small. Just go to homeadvisor.com and tell them about your project. In just seconds, you'll be matched with the best local pros for the job. And you can read customer reviews on the pros, check their availability, and book appointments online. You can even check what others paid for similar projects in your area, all for free. Whatever you need help with, cleaning the gutters, cleaning the carpets, even remodeling the kitchen, let Home Advisor take some stress off your plate this fall. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next home project. That's homeadvisor.com, homeadvisor.com, homeadvisor.com.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone with news about a brand new radio show Saturday mornings at 9, Bagels and Broadway. I'll be giving you the latest Broadway and off-Broadway news, talking about theater in unusual places, a great restaurant find, a food product that's unusual, having conversations with actors, producers, and the heroes behind the scenes, chefs, entrepreneurs, and more. Join me and some fabulous guests. You bring the bagels, I'll bring Broadway. Saturday morning at 9 on AM 970.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. Simply email the question to Mike Connors at askmikeconnors@gmail.com. You can also call 718-238-6500. Make sure that you listen to Mike Connors and Ask the Lawyer Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 The Mission and Saturday nights at 6 on AM 970 The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. 744 on AM 970, The Answer. We're talking about Italian food yesterday, Kenny Rosato and I, and Julia Papa, when we did the ABC Columbus Day Parade, talking about and I wanted to plug Michael's of Brooklyn on the air. I wanted to say Michael's, but I knew Michael's of Brooklyn's sponsor here. Is ABC going to do something? I didn't want to, I couldn't mention Fox News. I was very careful because out of respect for ABC and the Columbus Citizens Foundation, you know. But I want to say, hey, you got to go to Michael's of Brooklyn. I guess I got to give him a little plug.
Absolutely.
A little plug like that, huh?
Absolutely.
For friend Johnny and everybody. I'll do it next time. I did plug my mom's lasagna, but you want great Italian food, Frankie, right? Come on.
The best.
Michael's one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. So that's why I always say, if you're living in New York and you're listening in Connecticut and Jersey and the city and down the shore, it's almost a responsibility when you say, where are we going to go eat this weekend, that you go to Michael's of Brooklyn, because it's one of the five best Italian restaurants, not in Brooklyn, not in New York, in America. You got to go to Avenue R and Nostrand, back in the neighborhood. Check it out. And I know what you're doing when you listen around the country and we get those wonderful, wonderful emails and tweets that you see Michael's of Brooklyn on your shelf when you go to the supermarket. You take that home. That is the best jarred sauce made. It's so great. And we asked Fred. That was my favorite comment. Frank says to Fred, how do you make the sauce so great? He goes, I don't know. We just do it. They just do it, and they do it better than anybody, Michael's of Brooklyn. So if you're around the area, in the tri-state area, you're visiting New York, you know, please get to Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue R and Ostrand. You'll see Fred and Johnny and Marianne and Michael and the whole team. Enzo will greet you in the coolest bow tie ever. You're going to love Michael's of Brooklyn right there. And then if you're outside the area, and even if you're in the area and you go to your supermarket, look for all the sauces on the shelves. Take home Michael's of Brooklyn. I promise you. When you have Michael's of Brooklyn, you're going to say, you know what? Piscopo was right. This is spectacular. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Piscopo. With Murano and Gattulo and Debbie Duhaime. Great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer. Chef David Burke, super chef David Burke, is going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss that. That's so much fun. Mike Gallagher is going to jump on. Mr. Mike Lindell, live and in the studio. He's been so busy. He does these religious retreats at, like, in the Philippines. He speaks to hundreds of thousands of people. Strong man of faith. And we all know him as Mr. My Pillow. And now the Mr. My Pillow mattress topper, just saying. And he's going to come in live in the studio. And we love that he takes the time to do that. Dr. Jeannie Zeno, one of our all-time favorite people, professor of political science at Iona College and senior advisor at the consulting firm Applied Techonomics. And she's great. We're going to break down politics with Jeannie and Johnny Tobacco. We don't know what Johnny – we never know what Johnny's going to bring in. So John Tobacco will join us in the 9 o'clock hour as well. And your phone call is always at 877-970-2999 with Episcopo in the morning. You're talking about the congressman getting his website hacked. I had a problem with my website. Mm. Now, what is going on with Facebook? Everybody is.
So, no, nobody is. It's a hoax. Everybody is falling for this ridiculous hoax on Facebook that is telling people to change their passwords or forward this information. There is absolutely no hoax. It's very easy to find out if your account is being cloned. All you have to do is go in the search bar on Facebook, type in your name. If you see more than one of your name with a picture of you, your account's being cloned.
So what were you going to say, Frank? I'm sorry.
Well, exactly that.
So
everyone's been getting these.
It's a problem because I go down and I see all these requests and everything. It's all the same request, and so I just block those people. I delete that. What happens if you accept some of that? Then you have a problem.
Well, what happens is that's perpetuating the message. If you take it from Messenger and you pass it to all of your contacts in Messenger, it's just perpetuating the hoax. There's no virus or anything. It's just somebody perpetuating this hoax.
How does it get into Facebook, for crying out?
Because people do this. This is what people do for being jerks.
It
three seconds. And I can't tell you how many people in the last 4 days, you better get a client. First of all, You can't clone my account. My last name is so difficult to spell for people, it'd be impossible for them to clone my account. And my password is pretty well protected because you know what I do? I use different letters and numbers. Ooh. A lot of people just use like one simple password for everything. Mm. You got to make it a little more complicated.
Speaking of names that are easy to get incorrect, Kevin McCullough will not be on the radio today. Mm. And he will be...
Ed McCullough?
Yeah, exactly. Ed McCullough will not be here today. Mm. Instead, filling in tonight from 5 to 6 will be the one and only Jolton Joe Borelli.
Yeah, Joe's great on the radio. Right. Yeah, he enjoys it, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, he's very good at it.
Yeah. So what's happening lunch today? We have a Mike Lindell lunch today. I didn't know nothing. What's going on? What's happening?
Why would you know?
No one tells me anything.
Right.
At the station, no one.
I'll have lunch with you.
No, because I have lunch with Mike tomorrow. There's a Mike Lindell lunch today? No one.
I don't know. I'm awaiting confirmation.
And you know what? I'm tired of going in one hotel room, unpacking, going to the next hotel room like a vagabond.
I hate it too, and
I want to get a place. I want to get a place, you know, in New York, and that's what I'm going to have to do. But I don't know why the station can't do a trade off with somebody. I guess because New York, the hotels and all the buildings and all the apartments don't have to do a trade off.
Right? I mean,
they're virtually sold out.
It costs $2,500 to get an 800-foot closet. I know.
It's amazing.
So, yeah, they don't need to advertise.
So now I got to figure out. And then I drive all the way home. I spend more. The traffic is horrendous in the city, like I've never seen. There's nobody like in charge. You ever notice that? Nobody charged.
The mayor is telling homeless people he doesn't have time to talk to them. He's doing
his
workout.
So, did you guys touch
on
that yesterday?
That? I mean, think about that. This is the
Did you touch on that yesterday?
Yeah, yes. And as Sunday as well.
This is the progressive mayor of the city. The liberal mayor of the city.
I was appalled.
Loves everybody, wants to give everybody protection and this and that, whatever. This woman comes up to him to ask him a legitimate question. He could have answered it
in
a very nice way. She wasn't demanding nothing, just said, Mr. Mayor, why aren't you putting more homeless people in these affordable housing homes that you plan on building, et cetera, et cetera. And he goes, I don't have time for this.
No.
I'm doing my workout.
He said I'm working.
I'm working out. Are you kidding me? First off, why are you in the YMCA in Brooklyn? Put a gym in Gracie Mansion. You're wasting taxpayer dollars to shuttle back and forth from Manhattan to Brooklyn, wasting our time to work out for 3 hours that you need an hour to get dressed.
It wasn't even a workout. You know,
he walked into another room.
He was stretching.
He's awful.
He was it wasn't even a workout. He was stretching like a wussy little stretch.
Sorry.
And I can't work
he's
out.
He's a clown.
Meantime, as I walk up to the building, there's a homeless guy right in the store downstairs. Right in the center, you know, the entrance of the store. And then there's another homeless guy, Lane. And I know he had the same socks that I have on. Is that why? I know.
So you really are a trendsetter.
I don't know.
Joseph A. Bank?
But
just saying, it's right there. Maybe they gave him a pair of socks.
I'll tell you what. I don't know how they're... And then there's another homeless guy right down the, like a door away. It's unbelievable what I've seen out there. No one's taking care of it.
Yeah, and as you see in the front page of the Daily News today, while NYCHA is in the middle of chaos, they're spending millions of dollars on legal bills, you know, and the mayor is still has still not paid his own lawyers for the criminal investigation that he was investigating.
Yeah. Debbie's looking out for you on the road. The traffic, Debbie, 752, coming in and just going to my mom's. It's 2 hours in and out of the tunnel every day.
I know. It's brutal. It is brutal. And it's another brutal day out here. Joe, let's go right to the inbound side of the Holland Tunnel right now. It's 40 minutes getting into town at the Holland. The Lincoln 20 at the tolls, but heavy through Project 495. GWB about an hour in because of earlier problems. New York State Thruway South exit 16, a collision. Then you're busy right at the Tappan Zee Bridge. And over on the Southern State East, it's straight path accident in the left lane. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Kevin McCullough is fed up.
It's all meant as sore loser Democrats who still haven't gotten over the fact that Donald Trump won the damn election. Stop it. You're impugning the reputation of a good man. You are ruining a great family. And I've had enough.
Kevin McCullough Radio, weeknights at 5 on AM 970, The Answer, with special airings Wednesdays at 4.
Relief Factor is made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients. Gives your body the help it needs to aid fighting recurring aches and pains. When life's aches and pains get you down, you need relief. Physicians made Relief Factor as an essential way to support the body's fight against aches and pains. It's a remarkable product. It has worked. I only endorse it because it helped my wife with her knee pain. I didn't even know she was taking it. Then when it was mentioned, she said, oh yeah, this stuff is like magic. Look, there are people who've told me they've postponed or delayed or simply negated surgery because of Relief Factor. That's how powerful it is. Go to www.relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. This remarkable product is called Relief Factor, relieffactor.com.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4646 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4646. Avant.com, code 4646.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. It is 5 minutes before 8 o'clock. Joe Lumberg's coming up momentarily. I want to remind you, it's Thursday already. Look at this. Thursday, the business breakfast, the Salem business breakfast. You got to go, and you just go to am970theanswer.com and register, and you get free tickets. And why would you want free tickets? Because Dominic's going to be there from DR Catering. You get the best breakfast in the world. And we have Mitchell Modell is going to be there, one of the top CEOs. A great guy, and you can learn so much from Mitchell. And Steve Adubato will be moderating. Joan Herman of Conversations with Joan. Ace Watanasuparp of Citizens Bank. Plus, the Wildlife Conservation Society is giving away a one-year membership to the New York City Zoos and Aquariums. And we'll be broadcasting there. Why would you not want to go? So, look, we invite you to go to the Passaic County Community College campus right off of 287 in the Wanacue Academic Center. But bring the office. Bring everybody in the office. It's a great, great networking time for the Salem Business Breakfast this Thursday. It's October 11th. We will be broadcasting there, and it will be starring Mr. Mitchell Modell. Register for free tickets at the Salem Business Breakfast on October 11th, this Thursday, at am970theanswer.com.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything, coming up tonight at 11 on AM970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Joe Lumberg is our meteorologist. Good morning, Joey. How you doing this morning?
Pretty good. How are you today?
Good. Happy Columbus Day, belated Columbus Day there.
Yeah. Yes. Did you enjoy the day yesterday?
We did. We had a great parade. We had a great parade, and the weather held, man, because as I walked to the parade, it started to drizzle a little bit. I said, oh, no. But the rain held out for us, and we had a great, great time in New York City. But
good. I'm glad.
And how's your bike riding?
Bike riding was great. Did my 100 miles at the Seagull Century on Saturday.
You did that, man.
And I averaged 22.1 miles per hour for the 100 miles.
Wow. You put a goal for yourself. God bless you, and congratulations,
after
Joe.
It. I got it.
Congratulations, because you were concerned about that.
Yeah.
How many miles now?
It was 103.
Goodness gracious. Now, you take a break during that. I mean, every once in a while, you got to...
I took one break rest stop on Assateague Island at mile 64.
Which rest stop was it? I know rest stops. Not New Jersey. I only know the rest stops in New Jersey.
No, this was Assateague Island out there right along the coast. It was great. And then I just waited for the big guys to start taking off again. I said, all right, I'm going with them. that was my gravy turn to get back to the
finish. 100-mile bike run, you stop one time?
One time. That was
God bless you, man. I thought you are an inspiration. Hey, Joey, give us the weather for today. How are we looking today now?
Clouds now, all right. And some fog, all right. And drizzle patches, but that's going to go away. There'll be sun this afternoon, well into the 70s. Very humid, warm and humid tomorrow, near 80. It looks like we get to Thursday, there'll be some rain, very humid, and then it turns breezy, much cooler starting on Friday. It's going to feel like fall this weekend.
Joe, thank you, Joe. And no anti-inflammatory, no like Advil
I did another 50 on Sunday.
Oh, my God! We were such wusses.
40 yesterday.
Oh, yeah. My God. You're an animal, Joe. You got to write a book. Today. You got to write a book, Joe. We're working on that.
I will.
Joe Lundberg, thank you, Joe. 7:58 with Piscopo in the morning. I feel like such a wuss. I do my little workout. I'm in my hotel room. I'm doing push-ups, and I'm so proud of myself. Holy moly. Hey, Chef, Super Chef, David Burke coming up momentarily. You do not want to miss David Burke with Radio Piscopo, live from New York.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.